The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. 6 minutes after 8, Captain Bill's going to join me here in a few minutes. BLM allegedly buzzing his property, looking at horsies, even though it's private property. I wonder what's going on there. We'll find out here in just a couple minutes. Get the story. Monica's here. Monica, you wanted to weigh in on the question I was posing last hour about the jet boats on the Upper Rogue River. Meeting tonight, 6 till 8 p.m. in Shady Cove about this at the middle school there. And this conversation, Oregon kitchen table conversation, you know, that kind of thing. What is your overall take on this? Because I'm kind of with my thumb on the scale. I like the tourism aspect of it, but, you know, I don't live on the Rogue, so maybe I don't understand. Go ahead.
Well, I had relatives that lived in Shady Cove. And this goes back for at least 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. And new people came in and bought property on the Rogue there in Shady Cove. And all of a sudden, the people that were fishing off the bank or in a boat and came over to the bank to fish off a bank or something, and you were in front of their property on the bank area, they were told to get off because that was their property and that was their beach and that was and they said, but we've been doing it all of our lives. Mm-hmm. They said, we don't care. It's our property. Well, it went to court. And somehow, the way it came out was the bank and the beach was not their property. That was part of the Rogue.
Right. So, like the high water mark, right? The high water mark of the river. I think there's something in that case.
Mm-hmm. Right. So anyway, it's kind of vague with me now because it was quite a while ago. But that's where it all started. And now we're going into this. They want people off the Rogue. They want their property. They don't want other people below their property fishing, even in little fishing boats and stuff. They complained about that there was oil and gas in the water and it you know.
Well, if there's oil and gas in the water, that's something for the state of Oregon to take care of, you know,
right.
Really. You know,
right, but it came out to it was the river, you know, the Rogue Riverway, and they just, you know, they lost. But it's been going on since then. Any little thing. And people having to take them to court over it.
And by the way, I'm not completely insensitive to property owners on the Rogue, too, because I have no doubt.
I'm not either.
Yeah, because I have no doubt there are some dummy yahoos that are, you know, throwing their beer cans and truly trespassing, you know, outside of
right.
it. So I don't want I want to respect both. But there
I
is.
Do too.
But I do think that this jet boat complaint is ultimately about trying to drive everyone off of it, except truly the elite. I think they just want to lock
right.
that away,
including the fishermen. Mm-hmm. And my husband and I used to go fishing all the time, and I was always picking up crap, you know, while we're fishing, because when you're fishing, you're waiting for a bite.
And so you'd pick up the lead sinkers and all the other things in the line.
Pick up all the crap.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had a bag with me and my gloves, and I just do that. But there are, like you said, there are disrespectful fisher people. They're disrespectful people, period.
Right.
But that's anywhere you go. But they want you off. They don't want you fishing. They don't want you, like it was said before, they don't want you to enjoy yourself.
Yeah, if you're having fun, we must find a regulation and crush you. And
what's more beautiful than a river? You're sitting there fishing. You're walking around. You're just enjoying yourself. It was so peaceful because after full day work and whatever in the summertime, and you go out and it's just like, oh my gosh, I can breathe again.
All right.
Look at this beauty.
All right, Monica, I appreciate
it. It started years and years and years ago.
And this is just a continuation of that. Monica, appreciate the call. Always pleasant. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
10 minutes after 8, and Captain Bill Simpson is going to join me. We will have some more open phones around 8:30 or so, maybe 8:25 or so, depending on how long we go through Captain Bill's travails, okay, out of there on the Iron Gate and more, okay? It is gold. The stock market has been getting pretty much hammered the last few days. Gold is still in that 2350 to 2400 range, kind of sitting there going, yeah. doesn't care what is happening with all-time highs and all the rest of it, just sitting there preserving wealth. And, you know, it's really boring. And, you know, boring is good sometimes, especially when you're talking about long-term preservation of wealth. Talk to your financial advisors about that. And you look at the history, 5,000-6,000 years of history of preserving wealth from the rapacious government and inflation. All right? And you get that from J. Austin & Company. I'm speaking about the gold and silver, rather. J. Austin & Company, gold and silver buyers in Ashland, 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. Talk to them. You can pop in there today. Now, 6th and G in Grants Pass, you by appointment, 482-3715. They know these markets. They'll talk with you about it. They'll suggest the best ways to buy or sell. Maybe you're looking at 2350 gold or 2450 gold and saying, hey, I want it. You know, I want to sell it right now and take my profit. Either way, they'll help facilitate this. And if you have collectible banknotes and other precious items, diamond, platinum, you name it, talk to them. They'll help you out. And they're just great people, too. J. Austin & Company, gold and silver buyers in Ashland and Grants Pass. GrantsPassCoins.com, JAustinBrokers.com, and their new on-web portal, FortuneReserve.com.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years. American Rancher Garage,
United in Service. Summer is coming. Don't let breakdowns in the heat leave you stranded. Now through May 31st, get 10% off an engine cooling system service at American Wrench Garage. You can also take advantage of great savings on air conditioning diagnostics and system charges now through the end of summer. American Wrench Garage wants to keep you cool, arrive on time, and save some money doing it. Call now and book an appointment at 541-499-6673. American Wrench Garage, we are United Through Service.
Rise and shine with another ultimate breakfast experience from Artisan Bakery Cafe. You'll be wowed once again with their fresh baked croissant sandwiches. Fresh baked flaky croissants layered with your choice of ham and cheese, turkey pesto, bacon and egg, or sausage and egg. A breakfast sensation sure to give your day a jump start. Wait, there's more. Fresh baked bagel sandwiches toasted with cream cheese, bacon, egg, and cheddar. Order online at DoorDash or visit 1325 Center Drive across from South Fred Meyer.
As it turns out, there really is a deep flaw with not only Google, but all AI systems. The flaw is buried so deep in the very architecture of AI that it simply cannot be fixed. And this is where AI becomes a grave danger to us all. I'm Kim Commando for ExpressVPN. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Kim. At this very moment, technicians at Google are working 24/7 to manually remove absurd AI answers before they go viral and embarrass the company again. Like a dog is the current owner of the St. Regis Hotel in Colorado. That same dog threw the opening pitch for the Florida Marlins. That U.S. astronauts met cats on the moon. All AI, regardless of who owns it, is based on what's called large language model software. Here's the flaw. It's designed to tell you a great story. It's not capable of knowing what's true and what's fantasy. It's just a way that the software operates, and there's no known fix. And that's the danger. Enter to win a new iPhone at winfromkim.com.
Many of us have very little choice when it comes to our internet service provider. They often operate like monopolies in the regions they serve and use this power to take advantage of customers. Many of them log your internet activity and then sell that data to big tech companies or advertisers. That's why I never go online without ExpressVPN, a simple app for your computer or smartphone that encrypts all your network data so that your ISP cannot track your activity. So much of your life is tracked when you go online. Who you message, the sites you visit, the videos you've watched, and more. That's why I recommend using ExpressVPN to hide your online activity. You just download the app, tap one button, and you're protected. And ExpressVPN does all of this without slowing your connection. So stop handing over your personal data. Protect yourself today with the VPN I use and trust. Visit expressvpn.com/Kim. That's ExpressVPN.com/Kim to get 3 extra months free. ExpressVPN.com/Kim.
Welcome back to the Bill Myers Show. 106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD.
Naturalist and wild horse fella, Captain Bill Simpson, is back on the program. Bill, good to have you back. And the BLM. The BLM after you. What's going on? What's the story? It's kind of interesting. What's going on there?
Well, they're actually after the grazing in the new Obama annexed lands here in Siskiyou County, mm-hmm. and so under the new management plan, when they formed the Cascade-Siskiyou National Monument back in the year 2000, they established a document. It's called the Range Management Plan, how they're going to manage all that land, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about all kinds of things in there, you know, the forest, the grazing, the fire, the this, the that. And so one of the things that's in the original one was grazing and timber management. And, of course, right off the get-go, they wanted to curtail all of those things. As you know, the O&C lands were rolled way back. And
now, when you say this, essentially they want, no moo by 2032 or whatever that term was that would come up from the Greens, that kind of thing? Is that what
pretty much. It's, what they want to do now is they have another bite at the apple, because when Obama gave them all the land in Siskiyou County, and it's a really large chunk, they got the entirety of the Horseshoe Ranch wildlife area, and I sent you a map, and I showed you the flight path on the map from FlightAware, of where their helicopter was flying over that area and over my ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
boy, I'm looking at this FlightAware thing, that path, boy, they were doing a back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Nice little pattern there for quite some time from the looks of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wherever you see a little curly cue or they did a loop, that's where they saw some animals. Now, whether it's some of the black Angus from the Lemos or Liskey ranch, or whether it's some of my horses, which are livestock legally on the range, I can't tell you. I do know that at Camp Creek and on my ranch, where you'll see some curly loops, my horses were there that morning. And that's Siskiyou County Open Range. It's not part of the Horseshoe Ranch. It's part of the legal open range. And, of course, on my private property and adjacent private property that's open range, the horses are are on land that has nothing to do with the Cascade-Siskiyou National Monument. Nevertheless, it seems they're counting and photographing those animals. So
why would they care?
Well, I think what they're doing is they're going to say, look, you know, there's animals on Horseshoe Ranch that aren't supposed to be there. The new range management plan, and what I was going to say is they have a new bite at the apple, because when they got the Obama incremental expansion, they got to do a new range management plan. And so they have another consensus collective, which here's the point. Even on the consensus collective, it's by invitation only, it seems. They decide which gangrene people get to comment.
Oh, so you can have the predetermined outcome to lock down the range, right?
Right. What happened is in September of 23, by law, because I'm an adjacent landowner, or anybody that's in the range of an adverse impact by government action on a landscape nearby, they have to let you know. You know, I mean, if what they're doing near your property is going to have an adverse impact, they have to send you a letter, right? They have to put something in the mail. This is kind of like common law stuff. Well, when they had the original RMP comment period, and of course Elizabeth Burghardt knows me. I mean, I sent you pictures of us. I took them on a nature hike, her and Lauren Brown. They'd never even seen this side of the monument. They manage it. They'd never seen it. They didn't realize all their fences were down along the Oregon-California border. They didn't realize the horses stopped fires on the monument, and I showed them pictures of that. And so anyway, we had a nice hike together. They know I'm a stakeholder.
But you have been a burr under the saddle of the BLM, too. Would that be a fair assessment?
Well, I'm pointing out when they break the law, and you can call it whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I wouldn't put it that way. I would put it that, you know, I'm doing work for our community, that I'm trying to keep these guys honest and keep our property rights intact. I mean, and that's the problem in this county. A lot of times we're too slow to react. That's where we lost the dam. Too little, too late.
So tell me then, is there something wrong then with the BLM taking taxpayer money, hiring a helicopter service, which you ended up documenting here on this email you popped me then, and flying back and forth over private property looking for animals?
Well, okay, so what I was getting to is the new RMP allows them to decide whether or not they're going to have any livestock grazing on the new lands in Siskiyou County.
Oh, and, okay.
And so the big problem here is, with all the water in the lake grazing we could muster up here, we barely saved the monument and Ashland from total incineration. Okay, barely. I mean, it was close. It was close. There was a goal line defense right where the horses grazed at Agate Flat, in fact. It was a goal line defense right there. And because of the reduced fuels we had up there, basically it was a defensible landscape. That's what that was. Mm-hmm. Under, you know, what the terminology.
And plus you had the iron gate that was able to be dipped several hundred times in order to put the fire out, too.
Yeah. We had a queue of helicopters, seven helicopters long up here, you know. And, I mean, we were moving a lot of water. So now, in their great wisdom, they drained our water. We don't have anywhere you can dip a chopper right now. We're done on that. And so now they want to take away the grazing, too. Well, that is the perfect storm to burn this whole area down, including your side of the fence, Ashland, the monument. So what I'm saying here is now what they're doing is they're doing the preliminary work to try to say, okay, there's animals that aren't supposed to be grazing, and they mean all animals, you know, cattle, sheep, goats, horses, whatever.
Yeah, but your horses, aren't your horses a private herd? Don't they have?
Yeah, our horses are considered livestock.
Okay.
We own them. They're considered livestock. They're protected under livestock law. They have all the same privileges as any cow. So as far as grazing go, ecologically, there's differences between ruminids and monogastric digesters, which is what a horse is. You know, horses reseed, ruminids don't. So anyway, but the point is we need all the grazing and fire fuel reduction we can get right now because we've lost our water. Fire grazing is it. That's all we've got now. That's our last line of defense. And really, right now, I've never seen so much fuel up here. I mean, I've taken, like I said, Burkhart and Lauren Brown on hikes. I've taken Dave Larson, who's a professional forester, runs all that land up there. He's an ODF ranger. He said if the fire hits the monument at any time because of the understory growth there, it's done. He said we can't stop it. It will burn all the way to Ashland if there's a wind on it. And that means there'll be a lot of dead people because once it roars into Ashland with all the stick-built town, it's toast. You know, we saw what happened in the Alameda fire. I mean, look how close together those stick-built homes in Ashland are compared to what we saw down in Alameda, and that was just grass and brush in Alameda fire.
All right, Captain Bill Simpson with me right now. I spoke a little bit about this with Jackson County Commissioner Colleen Roberts on Tuesday because of the looking for public comment on the Cascade Siskiyou Monument Resource Management Plan, which you have been talking about. And this is kind of what Colleen had to say about this. She said the need to honor the current easements, right-of-way, and existing uses of private property, their plans list reasonable access. And that's subjective, right? You know, when you hear
let's back up a little bit, and you know what I was going to say is that the way they've been managing the monument based on the original range management plan from the year 2000, they haven't done anything that they said they were going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They talked about managing wildfire fuels. Well, I sent you a picture from the new updated RMP about fire and about, you know, what they're doing to fire treatments. You know, over the last 24 years, you know, they've 24 years using every methodology they've got, they've only treated 9,000 acres, and that's over 24,000 years. So, and you know, what do they got now? 158,000 acres.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's crazy.
So they have no water, and they have no real treated land except for 9,000 acres, like you just mentioned, and now they want to stop the grazing too. On top of that,
well, when you the thing the audience needs to know, Bill, is when you treat landscape, I don't care if you do prescribed burning or mulching or cutting, it grows back in 3 years. And so, what I'm saying is, over 24 years, they've only treated 9,000 all in. So, you know, it's all overgrown again. So, you know, so but the point is we're looking at this comment period, this consensus collective by invitation. Well, Elizabeth Burkhart said in September of 23, they didn't send me any notices or my organization, and they knew we were stakeholders. I was on the fire line, all that.
Yeah, but they didn't want you involved in the process because they have a predetermined outcome to screw you. Okay.
Right. So we sent them certified letters and stuff. We said, hey, this is not right. So she let us make comments in 2023, September. Well, Sacramento State wrote a big, long letter. Vermont Law University wrote a big, long letter. Our whole board members, and we've got several professionals on the board. And they got all that information. Well, apparently they didn't like it because Elizabeth Burkhardt told me in writing that they would put us on the list and we would receive public notice. Well, guess what? They just had a great big powwow from May 8th to the 18th, I believe it was, Zoom and more comment and everything. Guess what? We didn't get any notice. Our law firm that sent them certified letters didn't get any notice. I didn't get any notice. Dr. Linkletter didn't get any notice. And so they intentionally censored us from adding any more comment.
Oh, well, yeah, but this is the way the consensus process works. You know how this fraudulent game works, Bill. You know it. You've been observing this for a long time.
The public
I'm just burning daylight here, and I can't go through every little machination of this, but the public needs to be involved and comment on this right now. Colleen and I were talking about this on Monday. Now, I have on KMED.com the links to where to do online comments about this resource management plan, okay? And
right. And
you have to get these in by July 4th. Is that the information you have by chance? Do you know?
Yeah, I believe that might be it. But what irritates me is, see, we've got grazing down here that's critical in Siskiyou County. And we're an open range grazing law. I mean, we're grazing policy for wildfire.
All right. Now, does Siskiyou County have a comment in on this? Because Jackson County had issued in their comment concerns about grazing leases lost and the need to keep them and access to them. Not reasonable access. When you hear them use weasel words like that, when the BLM's using weasel words, that's a bad thing. Okay.
Right. Well, I can't tell you. I'm very fearful that our county has not offered commentary. I'm very fearful about that. I don't know whether they have or not, but given the past performance of the county, of course, they're still dealing with dams and everything else. And I'm not trying to say that, hey, they got too much, work. I mean, they're being paid to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to alert our community because we have a couple of ranchers down the road here, Richard Lemos and Mr. Liskey. And they're not giant ranchers. I mean, I think they between them they might have like 50 head of Angus, but that's all they got. And of course, there's so much fuel out there. There's so much grazing. I mean, we could probably triple the number of horses and cows up there, and we probably at that point reach appropriate a level of grazing up there.
So I want to be clear with you, Captain Bill. What you're saying that in your opinion there, looking at what's on the ground, given that only a few thousand acres were treated, and they were treated a long time ago, and they end up growing back between then and now, that we should be increasing grazing instead of shutting down grazing, which is what the BLM wishes to do with a lot of this, apparently.
Absolutely. And then Joel Brum shut down all the roads. Remember back in 2016, he went before Jackson County, and he goes, oh, we can't afford to maintain 164 miles of access roads in the monument. Well, those are the roads we need for fire access and recreation and all the things they promised we were setting the monument up for
right. To
begin with, was to let people. Well, guess what? Joel Brum, he went to the – I believe that he testified falsely to Jackson County Commission. He said they didn't have the money. Well, guess what they did? They spent more money decommissioning the roads than it would be to maintain them for 10 years. And then – at the same time, when they're claiming they have no money, they're buying up property around the monument with taxpayer dollars. So,
this is the agenda. Season. Okay, yeah, this is it's the gang. This is the gangrene agenda running the agency. Yeah, that's all that is.
It's a fraud and using our money. It's fraudulent representation. They're using our money. They're doing things that are illegal. You know, they've got the Friends of the Cascade Siskiyou National Monument, which is a nonprofit. Okay, so we did a FOIA research. Joel Brum was an advisor on a nonprofit. He's the assistant monument manager. He's on a nonprofit board as an advisor. As soon as Vermont Law did a FOIA request to find out what's going on, the communications between Friends of Animals and the BLM, guess what? He immediately left their advisory board. He's no longer on the website. Okay, so, and they've got a past monument manager. So they're getting first dibs on all the inside information. We believe they have an unequitable influence in the management of the monument.
How do you go about that then? How do you believe you can attack that and bring balance to this here, Bill?
Well, we need, first of all, we need to make public aware, and we need to get everybody to call the Medford BLM office and ask for Elizabeth Burghardt or Lauren Brown and give them a piece of their mind, because this is not how it's done. You don't give a nonprofit special concessions and an inequitable level of influence over another nonprofit. I'm a nonprofit too. We're a 501c3. We have more.
Well, of course, I would also dare say, why should you have to be a nonprofit to hold sway with the BLM? Period.
Well, I'm just talking peer to peer here. You know, they're a nonprofit.
Okay.
We're an NGO, and yeah, you're right. Every American has an interest. We're all stakeholders because it's public land. But the thing is this particular nonprofit, Friends of the Cascade Siskiyou National Monument, they have a past BLM monument manager currently on the board. And then last year, before our FOIA, Joel Brum was an advisor on their board. They had two monument people on their board, you know, as advisors. And so they were getting...
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to be really big on property rights and grazing rights and leases.
These people want everything off of the land like it's their personal playground.
Hey, you know, this is not all that different from the arguments we've been having about the jet boats on the Upper Rogue. Same sort of thing going on. People want their own little reserves. Hang on just a second here, Bill. See if someone has a question here for you. Captain Bill Simpson on the show here, KMED, KCMD. Hi, who's this? You want to talk to Bill?
This is Janie.
Yeah, Janie.
I just want to let him to know that I'm 100% behind him because I'm the daughter of a rancher.
Yeah.
And in 1960, they took the cattle and everything out of the woods. We had no fires except one that my mother used to talk about and all, and that was 1933.
All right, Janie, I appreciate your call. Let me go to line 3. You're on with Captain Bill. Hi. Hello?
Hi, this is Deb calling.
Yeah, Deb. You're on with Captain Bill.
I, too, am 100% behind you, and I thank you so much for sharing today. I suggest that every single person that listens to this show get a hold of your friends and family and everybody you know, and you clue them into the fact that even if they're busy during the hours this show is live, you can watch it after hours as well.
Okay.
Because other than One America News, this is the only place that speaks truth, and this is the only place I can trust the news and what is really going on. And burn them out, smoke them out, Kotech is going to do it if we don't do something to stop it.
All right, and I would imagine that Gavin Newsom, not much different there. I appreciate the call. By the way, I'm going to repost this information that I had from Colleen Cappenville about how to comment on this plan that you've been bringing up here, because it really is about true public input rather than, you know, the stakeholders, the pre-selected stakeholders that you were talking about here. This is wrong the way that the BLM has been doing it. It's obvious where they want to take this. And, you know, it's bad enough what's already happened out there on the Klamath, and we must do our citizens' duty. Flood them.
It's terrible, Bill, because, you know, when I grew up here, we actually, you know, my brother-in-law was a Klamath Indian. We hunted, tracked, fished the monument. We logged up there. This is in the 60s and 70s. We never had fires up there. Back then, there was hundreds of wild horses up there, by the way. And George Wright, the famous cowboy who lived in the monument, and had land talks about the wild horses and the domestic horses. He separates them in his family photo album, and you know, I've been working with the Wright family to, you know, try to document his life history and description of all the wildlife up there, including the wild horses. There's hundreds of them, and they were doing everything up there. They were grazing sheep, cattle, and horses. It worked great, and then people show up from the city here, and in 2000 they go, oh, look how pristine it is. Well, why was it so pristine? Could it possibly have been that these herbivores were keeping the fire fuel managed and the forest didn't burn? We have a beautiful old-growth forest that's at risk.
Exactly. And you have to make a connection between lack of herbivory, lack of grazing, lack of horse grazing, lack of cattle grazing, and you get all of those grasses that grow that dry out in 1 hour of sunshine, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, and guess what? Next month, we're in deep trouble here, Bill. We have a huge amount of fuel right now, huge.
All right. I'm going to post your email, what you had sent me about this, and I'm also going to repost Colleen's information on my show blog. I'm going to make a separate post, not just in the regular blog, so that way the information on commenting on this is easy to get to, and so people can get to it, all right? And is there anything else you would suggest before we take off this morning?
Yeah, the BLM needs to stop having their helicopters fly so low over people's properties, too. It's just, you know, they came right over my house. I'm a commercial helicopter pilot, and I fly Jet Rangers, the type they were using. It was a long Ranger.
How low are you allowed to go? Now, I had a fixed-wing aircraft person saying that usually you can't go below 500 feet.
Okay, yeah. For fixed-wing, it's 1,000 feet ATL. Oh. That means not sea level on your altimeter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Above ground level, AGL. So, you know, our hills around here are 2,000 to 3,000 feet and 4,000 in some areas and higher. So, you know, you look at that little altimeter graph on that track I sent you, that's sea level altitude. That's not AGL they're showing.
So okay.
Keep that in mind. You have to subtract the local terrain from the altimeter reading you see on that graph. And basically, you can't, in a helicopter, unless you're landing or over water, you can't go below 500 feet AGL, above the ground level.
Mm-hmm.
These guys flew over our ranch at 200 to 300 feet.
Yeah, they were buzzing you is what they were doing.
They did turns right over my cabin. You could see it on the chart. I mean, it's like, come on, man. And buzzing my property, scaring my livestock, disturbing my peace. And I think they did that on purpose, you know, just to kind of stick it to Bill. You know, well, you know, if they're breaking the law, that's too bad. They don't get to take revenge on me for blowing the whistle on what they're doing wrong.
All right. On that note, we appreciate you bringing the story here, Bill. All right. Really do. And our response at this point is to just get in touch with the BLM, like you had mentioned. I'm going to repost the information on how to do the commenting here, too. And I'll make that a separate post on KMED.com on my show blog. Okay? I appreciate that.
I appreciate it, Bill.
All right. You take care. It's 8:38.
Joel here at Butler Ford and Truck Center, and here's the deal people keep asking about. When will we have more F-150s, the payment of only $445 a month? The answer is right now. Lease a 2024 Ford F-150 Crew Cab for only $445 a month. Work, tow, play, haul in a new Ford F-150 for only $445 a month at Butler Ford. Nobody knows how to make a lease deal work on a Ford truck like Butler Ford. That's why businesses and individuals have been coming to us for years when they want a new truck at a low payment, like $445 a month on a Ford F-150 Crew Cab. Whew! I'm running out of time in this ad, but call and ask about the low lease payments we're having on our new Ford Escapes. Remember, Butler says yes to bigger discounts and rebates. Butler says yes to giving you more for your trade. And Butler says yes to $445 a month on a Ford F-150. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes south of Medford, right off of exit 19, where we've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned, hybrid, and electric vehicle.
36 monthly lease payments at 7,500 miles per year with 7,500 cash or trade due at signing, excluding tax, license, title, and 250 dealer dock fee on vehicle cap cost of $42,884. On approved finance through Ford Credit. Offer expires 6/3/24.
Hey, I want to ask you this. With interest rates on the rise, how will your home sale be affected? Hey, it's Lars Larson. Can you still make money on your property? Well, here's the answer. Call the only agent in Medford I trust to make me top dollar, Jared Hokanson with Hokanson Realty. Jared and his team are local to Medford, and they know exactly how to make this market work for you. They'll get your home sold for top dollar no matter what the marketplace is doing. The thing is, Jared has options and strategies that get your home sold fast. His top industry-leading marketing creates demand for your home, driving up the price. And best of all, Jared guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline you agree to, or he'll buy it. Now, you know why real estate expert and Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran and I can't stop talking about Jared Hokanson right here in Medford. Call him today, 541-772-SOLD, or go online to 541-772-SOLD.com. That's 541-772-SOLD.com.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your one-stop accessory and protection shop, offering quality products like spray-on bedliners, undercoating, and truck, Jeep, and SUV accessories. Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is now your premier source for overlanding, off-road, and outdoor lifestyle products. So what are you waiting for? Stop on by and get prepared for your next adventure. They're located at 4840 Airway Drive, just off Vilas Road in Central Point. Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, your department of adventure.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Jurors in the Trump trial in New York now set to resume deliberations after they spent the morning reviewing some of the trial testimony along with the judge's jury instructions. Going into court this morning, Mr. Trump again dismissing those proceedings as a politically motivated witch hunt. President Biden will be making his first state visit to France next week. Commemorating the 80th anniversary of the Allied landings at Normandy, he'll also be visiting Paris for talks with his French counterpart. The Supreme Court clearing the way for a National Rifle Association lawsuit against a former New York State official over claims that she had violated the group's free speech rights. The government has downgraded its earlier economic growth estimate, now saying the economy grew at a 1.3% annual rate in the first quarter, not the 1.6% growth rate initially reported. The Dow down 386. More details, srnnews.com.
Government debt is now exploding by an unprecedented $1 trillion every 90 days. Think of that. It's a clear sign that our nation's finances are spinning out of control, and it's putting the savings of every one of you at risk. Hello, I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst and best-selling author and an evangelical leader. I'm deeply concerned about the impact this runaway debt is going to have on Christians like you who have worked hard to build your own nest egg for your family. To protect your financial future in these uncertain times, you need to diversify with something tangible and proven, like physical gold. That's why I recommend a gold IRA. To learn more, text FAITH to the number 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will rush you a free info kit on how to move your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals, tax and penalty free. So don't wait. Just text the word FAITH to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Here's Lisa with Kelly's Automotive Service for just-in-time appliance.
Recently, a small part went out on our dryer at home. My husband ordered the inexpensive part to fix it. 3 months and several wrong parts later, he agreed to call Just-in-Time Appliance and Repair. A couple days later, I had a working dryer. Just-in-Time Appliance have always taken great care of all of our appliances with honest service and fair prices. Don't wait. Just call Just-in-Time Appliance and Repair.
Just-in-Time Appliance. Online at justintimeappliance.com.
The Bill Myers Show. 106.3 KMED. 99.3 KCMD.
After all that busyness, we want to get busy with Steve Johnson here. Open for business. Open for business. We talk with locally operated businesses and such. In this particular case, it's Quick Fix Jewelry Repair. Steve, how you doing? Welcome.
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Doing fine. Hey, Steve, go ahead and give us the particulars about Quick Fix, first of all, and what you're up to in the Rogue Valley Mall. And there's a lot more going on there. I guess you're opening up essentially a school there. I can't wait to hear more about this. Go ahead.
Yes, we are. Well, Quick Fix is a fix it all. We can fix anything but a rainy day, basically. Jewelry repair shop. The mall came to me and asked me a couple of years ago if we would reopen in a space that was vacated by Fast Fix. And so we said yes, and went in there and started doing not only jewelry repair, but kind of light watch repair and battery replacement and watch band adjustment. But then it became clear that there's a lot more to it. We've got a laser, and with the use of the laser, we can fix things like stainless steel watch bands and stainless steel bracelets and things that people couldn't work on before.
Yeah, things you just can't use a standard torch on, right? You know, you can't do that.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
All right. And the other thing I would add is that you also have an amazing, amazing selection of Mason watches, which are really unique, really uniquely designed watches. And we have a couple. You know, Linda has one. I have one. Just beautiful. Love them. Just wanted to say that.
They are. And I thank you for that. They sport a two-year warranty, buckle to buckle. So I tell you, most watches don't last 2 years, and this guy will replace it up to the end of the second year for you if anything goes wrong with it.
Now, by the way, are you by Macy's. I always forget, is it the upper or the lower level? I'm trying to imagine it in my head, you know?
We're on the bottom floor.
Bottom floor. Okay, lower level and right by the exit from Macy's into the main hallway there. And you're open the normal mall time there. Tell me, though.
11 to 7.
Yeah, 11 to 7. Tell me about this. this essentially, you're going to train people to be goldsmiths, just like you, right? And so tell us about that. What's happening?
Well, we started this situation here with a group of people that wanted to be apprentices. And so I've got five, actually, people working with us that are learning the trade. We've got Sidera, who's a wax carver, and she's just absolute genius. We've got Lizzie, who does incredible wire work, wire wrapping, and that kind of thing. And she's been just a little sponge soaking up everything she can find. Jack has taken over the laser and has made it his own. He really is an expert with that. And then we've got Jerry, who's one of the ones I was talking about with regard to stainless steel watch bands and things like that. If somebody comes in with a watch band that is beyond help, it's not beyond Jerry. He takes care of it. So we've got just about anything that you could need, but it's a dying breed. We don't have new goldsmiths coming into the workplace.
And so you decided that you're just going to create a school for this then, right?
That's right.
And you're going to open it up August. And what's the name of this school you're going to be opening? Because someone's looking for a career, and this is definitely an art career. This is not something that artificial intelligence is going to be able to take over from you, okay? This is the way I look at it.
No, it's not.
Break it down here, Steve.
The school is going to be called the Master Makers. And years ago, we used to get people coming in with a diamond setting certificate from a local school and tell us that they were a diamond setter and they wanted to go to work for us. Well, we'd set them down and introduce them to the real world, and after about 6 months of working with us, they found out how much they really didn't know. They had come to us in a level of unconscious incompetence. But
you're being quite kind, I imagine. I love it.
They had the basics. They understood the premise. And in truth, I can tell you everything you need to know to do pave diamond setting inside of 30 minutes. But it's going to take you 3 years to perfect the technique with the tools to be able to actually do it. And so that's the difference. That's the place that we have to land. We have to land in between, okay, I've got the knowledge, and I can do the practical application. That's where we have to get people to, that's what Master Makers is about.
Is this something where someone who just wants to become a master jeweler just says, hey, I would like to become a pupil, or is it someone who already has a journeyman, and then they become a master jeweler through your tutelage in this school? How does that actually operate?
Well, D, all of the above.
Oh.
Well, we can take a very basic beginner, somebody that just has the desire to learn how to have a skill and repair jewelry and that kind of thing, and teach them from the ground up. Or we can take somebody who's been doing this kind of thing for years and refine their techniques and add to their techniques things that they can use that will make them more master jeweler material. You know, the idea of being a master jeweler is not so much that you're a master, but you know how to figure it out. And that was what the guy that taught me emphasized. He said, I can teach you how to do it, and you'll be able to do that thing. Or I can teach you how to examine the problem, address it, and finalize it, and then you can fix anything.
I appreciate that you're willing to pass on those skills and that artistic flair to the next generation. And, you know, if you have people, I would imagine you could even have, young men and young women that would be looking at their career opportunities. And maybe they don't want to sit in an office cubicle, or they don't want to sit in front of a computer screen all day and be some tech person.
Right.
Maybe they want to work with their hands and be creative. This is an example then of what you are doing your best then to pass on these kind of skills. It's a real art too, not just not just nuts and bolts. Interesting. And what kind of costs are involved in this? If you want to do this,
well, we're gonna. I don't know. It's kind of in the works. There's going to be, of course, some cost for tools and that kind of thing.
Sure.
But there's going to be an opportunity to pay for your schooling and make money to pay for it as you're going to school.
So, oh, I see. Okay.
It's going to be kind of a little bit of everything.
Huh. In other words, this is the old style kind of apprentice way of learning by doing.
Yeah.
Under
the way I did it, I worked for 3 years for free for a European master. And
boy, that was an expensive hobby, I'll bet.
It was. It was. Well, I played music at night to support my family while I learned.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah.
But it was good, because the reality is you've got to have the drive if you're going to do that.
All right. Now, you want to open this school then in August. If someone is interested, or if they know someone who is interested, just have them stop by Quick Fix, right? Just want to make sure.
Absolutely.
Do that. All right. Yep. And we'll put this information up here. I'm just going to kind of put the talking points that you gave me up about this, because I think it's really interesting. Before you check out of here, though, today, all right?
Sure.
Tell me about, you have been so busy down there at Quick Fix, which, by the way, lower level, Rogue Valley Mall, and it's right outside Macy's, okay? You're launching something called the Gem Source Incorporated. What is that?
Yeah. Well, we were talking the other day, and the reality is, I have been at this for so long, and I know so many people, that when it comes to finding something unusual, outlandish, building something that's not quite ordinary,
yeah,
that's kind of our specialty. And so I've had people come to me and say, is there any way to do this? And I have said, well, yeah, let's look at it and figure it out together. Mm-hmm. And so the Gem Source is basically your source for anything. Now, if you want a gem, I've got people in diamond houses and colored stone houses all over the world that I can call on for gems of whatever quality and price range you want.
In other words, Steve Johnson, he knows people who knows things. Yeah, there we go.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I know guys who know guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be talking more about that in the months to come, but this is this open now or soon to be open?
Soon to be open. It's going to open in conjunction with the school, and
okay.
We'll be talking about that as we get closer.
Well, I just really admire the fact that you are trying to pass this knowledge down and looking at something, you know, because you're right. Really fine master jewelry making has been a dying art. But yet there are people that would find such a reward, you know, out of this to go into this, working with your hands and your mind, you know, that kind of thing. And
yeah.
And there's a way to learn to do that here in Southwest Oregon. Quick Fix Jewelry Repair. Quick Fix Jewelry Repair, lower level Rogue Valley Mall. You're open 11 to 7 during the, you know, the mall open times. And, of course, repairs. There's Mason watches. There's, gosh, you know, the lasers, the apprentices, the people. And they're all under your tutelage. And I know you do a great job. And you're good people over there, Steve. Okay? Really.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Take care. It is 8:55, open for business, KMED, KCMD.
How can you avoid the stress and headaches of selling your home in today's market? Hey, it's Lars, and let me tell you, the only agent in Medford that can save you from all that stress is Jared Hokanson with Hokanson Realty. Don't let the negative media reports about interest rates stop you. Get the facts from a professional. Jared has years of experience and in-depth knowledge of the market right here in Medford. Jared has the right strategic options for you. And in this market, when he puts his marketing to work for you, that strategy helps attract the right kind of buyers at the right time who are willing to pay top dollar. Jared even guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline you agree to, or Jared buys the home instead. Real estate expert and Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran and I both recommend only Jared Hokanson in Medford and in Southern Oregon. Call Jared today at 541-772-SOLD, or go online to 541-772-SOLD.com and tell Jared Lars sent you.
Hey, Cody, we should start doing inspections on people's vehicles when they get an oil change so they know if they need anything else.
We already do that.
Let's vacuum the floorboards then.
We already do that too, boss.
We'll throw in a nice air freshener.
Yeah, that too.
So you're saying we do a free inspection, vacuum the floorboards, and throw in a free air freshener every time somebody gets their oil changed?
Yeah, boss. Every car, every time.
Well then, Cody, just keep up the good work.
Visit American Wrencher Garage on Biddle Road, right across from Elmer's.
American Wrencher Garage, we are United Through Service.
Whether you need a weathertight garage for your vehicles and toys, a functional workshop, an ideal barn for your horses, or an oversized covered riding arena, Johnson Builders has you covered. Choose from a variety of maintenance-free colors, warranted steel panel roofing and siding options, plus alternative finishes like stone, brick, or wood siding to match your aesthetic and functional requirements. Roofing material options too. Visit Johnson.Builders.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, I'm Matt Stone, owner of Stone Heating and Air, and I'm on 106.3 KMED.
It is 8:57 and change. We're going to do a couple of emails of the day, maybe a few more here. Emails of the day sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry, centralpointfamilydentistry.com, Freeman Way, right next door to the Mazatlan Mexican Restaurant. I think it's the Freeman Center or Freeman, well, whatever it is, little strip mall. It's a great place. And while you wait, crowns available. They have an in-house lab. Man, works great. I watched it. I watched the crown being made in them one time. It's pretty darn cool. Maybe you, Dr. Steve will let you take a look at that. But centralpointfamilydentistry.com. John Seaton wrote me yesterday, and he was not happy. He was not happy with me making fun of Senator Ron Wyden. And he says, "Hey, Bill, this morning I heard you making fun of Senator Ron Wyden's lisp. Do you think so little of your audience that you feel the need to curry favor with a crowd that needs boorish reinforcement?" John, absolutely. I think we do. Thank you so much. I appreciate your writing, okay? Sam writes me this morning, Bill. Our commie legislature bill is working to end free and fair elections with ranked choice voting instead of primaries. And given the problems with the latest primary election, with the lobbies not getting exactly what they were paying for, some may be attracted to this latest scam to ensure one-party rule continues here in Oregon. Do not be fooled. We will not get better candidates or